Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
As we come to you on this Thursday morning in Southwest Florida and Leesburg, Virginia, and St. Augustine, Florida, I have to share with you, I fancy myself as someone who, believe it or not, more often than I care to admit, I really do try to keep the peace. And I try not to screw up with my marriage. I try, as both of you know, because we all work together now, Mrs. O'Mara is a strong-willed woman. And she has been great for me. She is assertive. She has been great for me.
Do you ever think back about how you lived your life before there was a Carla in your life?
I don't think I do. I think
And ever just like consider if that your paths hadn't crossed, where you might be now?
Well, here, I think ultimately the key to my relationship with Carla is her level. She has a level of toughness.
Yeah.
Because, look, you have to be aware of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I have a level of self-awareness that borders on letting my insecurity take over sometimes. But I do know when I screw up. And I do like to acknowledge when I screw up. But last night, I want to get into the minutia of an altercation that we had, a serious altercation. And I know when you hear the subject, you'll know what it's all about.
Can I guess the subject? Because they're basically all fights go down to money. I think
that is incorrect.
Really?
Yeah, let me give you a buzzer for that.
I'll take buzzer on that.
That is incorrect. Let me turn that up. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Okay, just checking. I don't believe you. But anyway,
Was there alcohol involved in this fight?
No, there was not. But in that there was no alcohol chosen on that night, might have, according to Carla, that might have something to do with it.
Oh.
I'm more relaxed when I'm... Wednesday, as Carla posted a lot of different people bowling, if you went to the Mike O'Mara Show page on Facebook, you would have seen some of the bowling styles that we have. And Wednesday
I saw
night,
one and I thought that perhaps you had stopped taking your medicine. And then I realized it wasn't you bowling. It was someone else.
Yes. Because
it was just from the rear. And you were cutting quite a profile there.
No. You really thought that was me?
For a second, I did. Yeah,
it threw me off too.
Really?
Just scrolling past. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know the guy you're talking
about. It was on a phone, and it was from the rear, and
and it was confusing. Like, why would there's a bowling video? Of course, she's going to post a video of Mike, and why would there be a stranger?
The thing that threw me was not just that it looked like you'd put on your weight back. It was Mike can't throw a hook. What is this?
And I can't. I'd be a better bowler if I was. No, this was. I know that that coming in here Thursday is a normally busy day for us.
Sure,
and we have show stuff that we do on Thursday. And last Thursday after bowling, I was not pleased with my energy level during the day on Thursday due to the fact that I imbibed on Wednesday night. So I said, walked in, and the servers at the bowling alley, these two young ladies, are so all over it. Great. They're fantastic that I literally have, when I walk in, when I arrive at the bowling alley, and I think her name is Stephanie. I hope I've got it right, but if it's not, I'll correct it. Stephanie comes up, and I put both hands up in the air. Nope, on the wagon tonight, just to let her know.
Does she skew younger?
Yes.
Does she know what on
lovely,
the wagon
lovely
means?
Lovely girl. What's that?
Does she know what on the wagon means?
It's not sure. She's young, but she's not so young that she wouldn't know that term.
Okay.
And so I make it clear, Diet Coke. But because my calorie intake had been limited, during the day, I was going to offer myself a cheat, something I do not do that often anymore. Right. And I said, I've seen they have very good French fries at the bowling alley. And laugh if you will, but this was a big. This is how pathetic my life is.
Yes.
That I said, you know what? I'm gonna get a big, big thing of French fries, and I don't even know what that thing is. That little paper thing that's a rectangle, and it's paper
and it's
on the sides that
red and white checked.
It's a thing of French fries.
Yeah, of course, a holster. Yeah,
and it's the holster would be McDonald's.
No, it was actually Roy Rogers.
But the holster, wouldn't McDonald's use the holster?
Yeah, you're right. The holster paper? Technique, yeah.
This is more of a flat, the kind of fries you'd get at a ball game.
Sure.
Right? With a little bucket. Not a bucket. Yeah. It's not a bucket. I don't know. There's got to be a name for
the
it out
tray?
There.
The name is a French fry storage box, according to whatever this takeout website
the French
is.
Fry. I wanted a French fry storage box, and I'd seen them. And even though the kitchen at the alley turns out some nubbies, they're still yummy nummy, and they're still good. And they're still, even though they're nubbies, they're not as long as I would like. But they're not crinkle cut. They're regular French fries.
Okay,
and they're good. And I'm really looking forward to it. Well, Mrs. O'Mara. Because she had done a rather extensive workout in the afternoon, had potato skins prior to, and I, unbeknownst to me, she had ordered these. I'm not a potato skins person, but I had one of hers because it was delicious, and the bacon cheese combination on top of the skin was really good. So we're both hungry, but she had three or four potato skins,
right?
And then I'm really excited because I'm not going to imbibe. It's prior to our bowling match starting, and I'm really, 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 really excited. This is how pathetic my life is. I'm at a ratty bowling alley, and I'm looking forward to the, what is it called, Josh? The French fry holder?
French fry storage.
The
box.
The French fry storage box arriving. And it arrives, and I sit down, and I rub my hands together. How often do you do that with food where you're like, oh, here we go?
Only three times a day.
The little container of ketchup. You know, Rob, you got to, life's little joys.
You have to embrace them. You have to substitute
sometimes. And then one of my personality traits that I'm not proud of kicks in because Mrs. O'Mara, who's talking to somebody on the other side of the alley, looks over at me,
yes.
Sees my storage container of fries arrive, and just practically sprints over to where I am and begins to dive into my French fries. And look.
Oh, so she doesn't yell at you. I thought she was coming over to scold.
Maybe she wanted to, but she chose to just. Do you know? All right. Have you ever been to a movie theater and you're sharing popcorn, a big bucket of popcorn with somebody, and it's almost a competition to who can get their hands into that popcorn first? And I've done it before. It annoys me. I have to admit to it. I don't share well. I don't. I don't share well. Perhaps this was having an older sibling who tortured me emotionally. I don't know.
You do play well with others.
I play very well with others, and I think that I'm a generous tipper when I go out. I think I don't hold on to the ducats when the time is necessary. Right, Rob? You will agree that I pick 100%. Up an occasional tab?
You pick up the check all the time. You're a great tipper. Lots of times you instruct me to leave your tip, and I make you a great tipper.
But the food, sometimes when I'm really hungry, and this was mine, and because I was depriving myself, because I want to be better, I know that French fries are a very, very tough thing to put into your body when you're trying to lose weight, if not the toughest thing. French fries, you can have a burger and do better than if you have the French fries with the burger. French fries, so it's really rare that I have this treat, but it's a treat. Let me make double clear, that is a big treat, especially when that's essentially my dinner last night was going to be these French fries. Health nut, you bet your ass I am.
Do you think Carla also wanted French fries or was just trying to eat them so you could not?
I think Josh has identified something here, and he's learning the ABCs of us very, very well because he deals with Carla, you know, regarding the show. Both of you guys deal with Carla all the time, mm-hmm. and I think you nailed it. I think she knows that I'm on my last kick to get to the goal weight, and she yes. knows that I have been using these fabulous weight loss medications in a holding pattern, which is fine. It's better than gaining. But I sounded like Trump there for a second. It's better than gaining.
They were hot. They were made of potatoes.
They're made of potatoes. They're fried in oil. You can eat. So I think you're absolutely right. She didn't like it. She did not
like it. Did you try to explain to her that you were carb loading before your athletic event?
No, there was no shtick involved with what I was saying to Mrs. O'Mara. This was a before the bowling match, serious business of ingesting my French fries. And I really... what she was doing, and call me selfish all you want. I accept it. I accept the label of a bad sharer and selfish. She was taking the joy, sucking the joy out yeah. of my French fry moment by thrusting her hand in again and again. I just frankly wanted to go to a corner of the alley and eat them myself. That's what
I have eaten with you hundreds of times.
Yes.
And I'm going through my head right now, have I ever asked or even just grabbed something off your plate to try? And I don't think I have because you throw the
vibe
off.
That's not your personality. That's not what you do. You don't. Also, I mean, you love to eat, but you like to eat like in secret, don't you, primarily?
I hate when people watch me eat. Yeah, I don't want that. That's horrible.
Okay, so but you're also not somebody that would... reach over and do that.
No, I will offer. You know, I think I'm a pretty good food sharer.
Yeah, I think you're a great sharer. You are not somebody who's going to reach over and invade the space. And
let's say you had a shrimp cocktail.
Yes.
And I just reached over and grabbed a shrimp. I could never do that.
It would be off-putting.
It would be.
Right?
Yes.
It would be off-putting. So let me just say this. Perhaps I overreacted. Well, perhaps I, but slowly in my own mind, this is how it germinated. I was looking at it and she goes, she is not happy that I'm having these French fries. And what she is doing is she is doing everything she can
was
to
anything
ruin
said
my moment right now.
When she yes. stormed across the bowling alley like a Flintstones yes. policeman, bump, 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 bump.
It was not storming as much as it was she did a beeline.
Okay.
I always like the beeline because it means a straight line shoots right
when
over
you,
there. Yes.
When you were there eating your fries and she goes directly to you, does she say anything? Before she starts, she just starts to eat.
No, there's no. And by the way, when you dine, when I dine, not anybody else, when I dine with Mrs. O'Mara, if we are out enjoying something, she normally requires the first bite of my food.
Well, that goes back to when you had a taster to make sure that the food was safe.
Back when the level of popularity was so much more significant.
That's right. She was your taster and I was your jester.
So
she'd say it was
anyway,
dinner time. I put on my hat with the bells. And
now she would love to weigh in on this.
I think this was if I say no, it's going to start a fight. So I'm going to try to eat half the fries so he doesn't eat as many.
You know, it could be. All I know is it was pissing me off because I wanted them all.
Previous to... her beelining to your fries.
Perhaps a little edgy. I think both of you are learning that when we are selling tickets to Las Vegas, I am not going to be in a really good mood until all of the tickets are sold.
Right.
And that is the way it is for every live show. We're always very happy with our ticket sales, but it's a process. After we sell the initial orgy of VIP tickets, then it is, I'm sorry. Perhaps I'm on edge.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just a little
Carla
bit.
Carla just weighed in the chat with four simple words. I have food issues.
Talking about me?
No, talking about her.
Oh, really?
That's the best I can, because, there's only the four of us that can really chime in as the show, and I know I didn't type anything.
Yeah. It could be as simple as maybe she also cannot deny French fries.
They're pretty and, hard to deny food. They
is there a way Carla can Carla call in on this show right now and
I'll send her where everybody
can talk to her?
I think
we have to do that. She's dropping my son off at camp and then she's coming back.
And is this his first year at French Fry Camp?
He's at French Fry Camp. Look, I have told people that on a desert island.
Yes.
This is not the desert island thing. This is the last meal. The last meal will have to include French fries. I was with at Marist College back in the late 70s with Joe Kryzz, Kryzz, one of those Polish names.
Hey, nothing wrong with being Polish, right, Josh?
He took me to a diner. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I've been listening to the show.
Hey, that's great.
I'm sure you have. I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's your question?
You've been hearing my analysis so far. I think I'm relatively accurate, don't you?
I don't know about that. All I can say is that you ordered fries. And, previously, he didn't tell the whole story. When I had my potato skins, I only had four of them, and they were small potatoes, okay? So think about the skin. It wasn't like a huge potato skin, okay?
No, I'll give you that. You're telling the truth. Yes, you're telling the truth.
It was tiny, and I was hungry, right? And you know what I did? As much as I didn't want to do it, I'm like, hey, Mike, would you like a potato skin? I even offered the
because would it be accurate? Would it be accurate? Would it be accurate saying that you don't share well either? Tell the truth.
It depends on the situation.
No, it doesn't depend. You're not
you've kind of deflected something, Mike, and I hate to mix anything up here, but
all right.
You said earlier that you took a potato skin. And it was offered.
It was offered.
Okay, well, that wasn't mentioned earlier. I didn't get that from your angle.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying she offered it to you, and was there sour cream with them?
Yeah, but I didn't dip it in the sour cream.
Okay, well, that's just for me.
I even got salsa, too, just in case. I'm like, do you want some salsa, Mike?
No, you were very nice about it. You were very nice about it. All right, now,
salsa.
The French fries arrive, and did you not immediately thrust your hand into the French fries as soon as they were put in front of me?
My thought process was this. I heard you order the French fries, and I'm thinking to myself,
didn't I make a big deal of it?
No.
Yes, you don't remember when I announced to the half the bowling alley and said, I'm going to get a big box of French fries.
Sorry, Mike, I wasn't paying attention.
All right. Are you driving? Be careful, please.
Now listen, I have something I need to say, okay? Oh.
You are the family of deflections, right there. Go ahead, Carla.
Thank you. So he orders these French fries, and I think in my head very briefly, oh, my God, he wants to lose weight. Why in the hell is he ordering fries? And then it was
why is the package still with you? I thought you already dropped him off.
Out of my brain. It was in my brain, out of my brain.
Can I ask you a question? Why is the package still with you? I thought you already dropped him off.
No. There was really bad traffic. There was an accident on 75.
Oh, God. With shocker. Shocker.
Yeah. Mike, and ironically, it was a potato truck.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just noticed Michael.
All right, Michael, hi,
Michael.
Shut the trunk. Okay. So he orders these French fries, and all of a sudden, I'm like, they come, and I'm like, oh, wonderful. I'm going to have a French fry. And because why? I shared with him. He should share with me, right?
You should get, I mean, based on a, you know, quid pro quo, you should get one quarter of the French fries. If he got one quarter of the potato.
All right, so, Judge Roberts. Yeah. Okay.
So
that's fine. Yes.
So in my mind, I'm like, okay, so he had one of my potato skins. So therefore, I should have about a quarter of his French fries because that's only fair.
Yeah, if you were going to give a percentage of the time that we eat at the bowling alley, of all the times we've been to the bowling alley, what percentage of times we've been to the bowling alley do we eat?
Less than
5%. Wouldn't that be accurate?
Oh, I would say 30%.
Oh, that is
that's three times in 10, Mike? Three times in 10 you eat at the bowling? What are things you order to eat? Carla, help refresh the plaintiff's memory. What did you what are things you have eaten in the past?
Oh, he's got his gavel. This is him now that he's got his do you have your gavel there?
I do, but Mike, we don't need it for this.
All right.
I'm just a friendly family conversation.
All right. Okay. All right.
Pizza.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of pizza. Yeah.
Wings.
Now, you're more of a wing person, Carla, so.
BLTs.
The worst, by the way.
What, the wings or the BLT?
The BLT.
Bacon, of course.
Bacon that they, it looked like they picked it up off the floor.
Food.
What's that? No,
that's
it's not
alley food.
No, it's got to be like a burger or fries or a pizza.
Buffalo chicken tenders.
I haven't had those. That's your food.
To be fair, we did say we.
You might eat 30% of the time. I do not. Would that be accurate?
Mike, I share with you all the time.
Oh, God. I'm just talking about when I order. What percentage of the time you think I order food?
Not a lot.
There it is. Thank you. Thank
you
for your honesty.
He ordered the food last night because of the lack of other things he was ordering?
Absolutely.
And we'll both agree on that one, 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. But he was so rude to me, guys. It was so embarrassing. He was making this huge scene, like, these are mine. I'm like, dude, I'm your wife. So, you know, honestly.
Let's role play this. Okay. Carla, you be Mike, and Mike, you be Carla, and Josh, you be the guy, Stephanie, who brings the French fries.
No, we don't have to role play.
There's a lot of value in it.
I am not going to. It's going to get in the way of, because I agree that my behavior was not exemplary last night. That's why I was in the dark.
Right.
Go ahead. Continue, Carla. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I was initially hungry for the fries, and I ate my quarter, which I was satisfied with since he had one of my potato skins. And then, I mean, the more mean he was, the more I ate his French fries. Just
okay. Because as soon as I protested, you're eating the French fries. Your mission, this is in my mind. I didn't say this to you because you were really pissed off last night and you wouldn't have taken it if I'd said it. But I'll say it right now, the morning after. You were at that point, you were pissed off at me and you were on a mission to ruin my French fry moment, which I never get.
And you know what? I thought I did once you took the huge thing of ketchup and threw it all over your fries and then pushed it towards me and said, well, then you have them, Carla.
Are you a dipping family and not a spreading family?
Well, I'm a dipper.
I'm a dipper as well.
I had to get up and bowl as this was happening. And then I come back and he has the fries back in front of him. I'm like, oh, well, that didn't work.
So you were eating fries during
the bowling contest?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so your fingers, I mean, that makes...
Mike, let's discuss
your hand care.
Yeah, you know what? That is
greasy.
True. And I had to go back over to the service bar, and grab some napkins before I bowled. But I did throw the little Dixie cup of ketchup.
Yeah,
I went, here, because I know she likes the ketchup on her fries. So I'm like,
oh,
here.
Okay. Yeah.
Here. Okay. And then
did you offer her 25% of the napkins that you brought back?
Stop it. I thrust the fries at her and then she went to bowl. And then while she was bowling, I'm like, oh, F this. I'm still hungry for the French fries. But the experience, she did not. Let's get to the gist of this right here. You didn't like the idea, because you know I'm on my kick to lose the last 20 pounds, that you would like me not to do that. And you did not like the idea of me ordering French fries. Is that accurate?
Like I said in the beginning, it crossed my mind. It was in my brain and out of my brain.
But then when I called you on eating my fries, that indicated to you that the pleasure that I was experiencing by eating the French fries was something that I wanted to enjoy solo, you decided at that point to just make it your mission to ruin the experience.
No. No, okay. I was hungry. I wanted some, and you should share food with your wife no matter what. He was like a wild animal.
Okay, now I cop to this. I was not. All right, so I will accept that fact. I will accept that, and you can. And I was a wild animal. I was.
I didn't get that from either of your stories.
I'll let her share.
Okay, how was he a wild animal?
I am now concerned being married to him. If anything were to ever happen, and we had like food, I think he would kill me so he could eat the last.
What do you mean? Like if there was an apocalypse or something,
and Mike gets out the prepper bucket? I mean, what's happening here?
Get Chuck Norris on the phone. He's sponsoring the front part of the show today. So, but what? Like, so you're saying that you were worried that, no, if this was life and death and we were rationing to survive, I would not be. This was both. We were both We, because you were hungry. Private Pile. Yes. Josh, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I was just wondering, how often do you head over to the alley without dinner?
A lot.
Quite often.
Yeah, that's a bad move because you know what? There's a big markup. You could eat cheaper at home and also larger portions.
We're trying to leave earlier now. We're trying to leave earlier for the bowling alley because they have
what time is the league?
Slot machine.
I'm guessing 5:30 the league starts. And yes, there is a slot machine.
My life is so pathetic. It's so pathetic. It's so beyond pathetic. It really is.
Now the but what time does bowling start?
7 o'clock, right, Carla? Or 6:45, 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
So what time do you get there for your slot machine and fries?
Well, we got there super early last week because of
2 o'clock
scheduling. No, we got there like right at 6, didn't we, Carla?
Yeah, we did. It was
Then we discovered the slots and because we were walking around. And that's when I talked about it last week on the show. This week it was probably 6:15-ish. That we got there, right?
I think it's great that you get there early to socialize and, as my grandfather would say, kibitz with the other bowlers.
No, we don't get there early to kibitz with the other bowlers. I kibitz enough when the bowling starts.
Yeah, okay.
But the French fries, I don't believe I was a wild animal.
Yeah, you haven't really proven that, Carla.
Yep, you haven't.
Can I share something with you that I never told you last night?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, are you pregnant?
No.
Do you have another video to post?
No. Yes,
you can share.
Of him as a wild animal?
What are you going to share? Did somebody say something? Did somebody say something?
They did.
Who? Bill? Did Bill say something? What did Bill say?
So Bill ordered a basket of fried shrimp, and he's like, Carla, you can have some. I said, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I won't crucify you.
Wow. Well, why don't you just wipe off the table and bang him right there then, huh? How about that? Way to go, Bill.
Bill, you showed an amazing lack of judgment by getting involved. So
shut up. Young Bill.
Young, handsome, strengthy Bill.
Young, handsome, best bowler on the team, Bill. I like Bill. I like Bill a lot.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. No, I really do. I really do like Bill a lot. I was talking to, what did I say last night after our fight was over? And we were discussing it. Didn't I say, I like Bill. Bill's one of my favorite people at the bowling. He's the guy I could sit down and have a beer with anytime. Is that accurate?
Yes, you did.
But I don't believe anything you have said demonstrates me being a wild animal. What did I say? I don't remember what I said. I never do when I behave badly.
It's not what you said. It's how you acted.
How did I act?
You see, you're being evasive. You must answer the question.
You are being very territorial. Like,
in what way?
Like you were protecting them.
You're protecting them?
Like wrapping my hands. I was. I wrapped my hands at one point. I did that move, the wrapping of the hands.
That's not a wild animal. That's survival of the fittest. I mean, you have been asked directly, Carla, to back up a statement you made.
Wild
and
animal.
So far,
yep.
I'm not hearing it.
I'm not either.
Oh, seriously, Rob?
I'm not either.
Carla, and that's what that show is. This is a serious show.
It's a serious discussion.
Did the protection go any further as far as hissing or slapping of hands?
There were looks. I will give you this, Josh. There were looks. I gave her some death looks when she was grabbing the French fries just to upset me. I gave her really. Did I not give you some of my really best dirty looks?
Yeah, those piercing blue hateful eyes looking at me. Yeah.
Wow.
It was wonderful.
Did his tail twitch?
His whole body.
Yeah.
I did make my case. I made my case. He didn't share with his wife.
But it was
No.
I didn't think she even wanted them. I didn't think she even wanted the French fries. I thought she was just grabbing them to upset me.
I believe the plaintiff is out of order with that because obviously she wanted the French fries based on numbers alone.
Yeah, and she was hungry. I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
she was really hungry.
I stand by the fact, I understand you have a case to present, but I stand by the fact you have not presented him as a wild animal. You've presented him as perhaps a less than courteous animal, but not wild.
Oh, he was wild. You had to be there. Oh, and by the way, I do have food issues. I wasn't fed when I was little.
Yeah, she was. She was deprived of food. when she was Me deprived too. Of food. Carla had a tough upbringing. She did. And there wasn't always a lot of food in the house. I understand that. You know, when you were, you know, living in that cabin in Appalachia, I understand that, that's the way it worked. Carla was featured in the vice presidential nominee's book, Hillbilly Elegy.
Vance.
There's a chapter on
Vance.
Yeah, there's a picture of me drinking Mountain Dew in there.
That's not my favorite picture. My favorite picture is you doing your math on a shovel with a piece of coal. I think that's sweet.
But it really was, if we're trying to make it sound like it was it was pretty heavy last night. You were mad at me all the way home.
But did this strengthen your marriage overall? Is that still remain to be seen?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, go ahead.
It did because Mike, you know, understood what he did, and that's all I could ask for.
All right, defendant, did you understand what you did?
We got home, and it was Carla said something threatening, which she does when she's really mad. Something like, you know, just keep it up, keep treating me like this, keep it up, or something. Right? Didn't you say something threatening, like you were going to, you know, pack up the truck and move to Beverly?
Is it possible
that
it wasn't a threat, but instead something that she wanted?
A promise.
A promise.
Well, like to extricate herself and continue in my long line of failed relationships.
I mean, if you say keep it up,
my entire life on this planet.
It's different if you say keep it up as opposed to saying, hey, keep it up.
What did you say? It wasn't keep it up. What did you say?
And I'm trying to remember and I don't.
See, because you behaved badly and you treated me. That was hurtful and horrible. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. I did. I was responding, you know, with the way that you treated me. I was giving it right back to you. Yeah.
When you got home, did anybody eat anything?
That's a good question.
I wanted to.
I did. No.
I chose not to, but I wanted to.
If there had been ice cream, there's no longer
ice cream in our house, but if there had been ice cream in the house anywhere, especially if like a little ice cream bar or something, I would have. I sat in the car for a good 10 minutes when we got home. And you normally do that,
but it's because you have been drinking.
Sometimes I stay in the car involuntarily.
Yeah, exactly.
When that happens, you know, various intersections. And no, that's not true. But anyway, thank you for joining us, Carla.
I'm willing to make a ruling if you want a ruling.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Carla, you know your husband. You know his deal. And although the math says share the fries, you acted in an inappropriate way, and you owe him one pint of Ben & Jerry's, his choice of flavor. Court is adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us, Carla.
Thanks. I had fun.
Are you on 75?
I am.
All right, be careful. All right.
All right, love you.
Land of a-holes. Bye, love you too.
Bye-bye.
That's Mrs. O'Mara. It is.
Mike, she acted out of sorts. She dodged a lot of questions, but you're both great at evading questions.
I appreciate that. No, I copped to it. I walked in after I sat in the car. I copped to it. I walked inside.
Was the car running?
I'm a little out of sorts, and I told her I'm out of sorts because of the, you know how, Rob, you can tell Josh, right?
Right.
You can tell Josh that the whenever we're leading up to the live shows, I always get myself up into a lather.
This happens every time. We've done a lot of live shows, Josh, and this always happens before the show,
yes,
to some extent during the show, and certainly after the show as well.
It won't happen during the show now that you're not drinking. You know?
Okay.
But the live shows used to be Rob Spiewak by the end of the live show it would be diarrhea of the mouth like you wouldn't believe at the expense of anything that was planned. That's what would happen at the end of the live show. We'll just get him a tray of fries. What's that?
We'll just get him a tray of fries this time.
Well, I know. I'd prefer a French fry storage box if they have one.
The disposable French fry storage box. Takeout boat shaped snack oil proof food containers is the long name.
That's all
I
need.
I'll ask you this, Rob. Speaking of Las Vegas, and I'm with all the coverage of the Mirage, the last part, the last day of the Mirage being in business. I'm curious, without, you know, the imbibing as much as you used to in Las Vegas,
right?
I am curious as to outside of meeting all the people that support us and do a great job for us, what do you, in your mind, get yourself ramped up for? Outside of show-related stuff, what do you look forward to get you ramped up for Las Vegas?
Nevada? I love the town so bad that it just being there and being among the action is a word you like to use.
Like getting out on the streets on Fremont and stuff
and
like
also,
that.
I mean, this is sort of a little bit of a cop-out because you said not that, but spotting people I know all around the city is so cool.
Yeah.
And it's also, the ability to say, you know what, am I going to watch Wheel of Fortune tonight? No, I'm going to go down to the lobby and gamble. It's just all the options and the ability to have fun.
Well, that's why we like doing it, because it gives our listeners a lot of options.
It's the destination city, and I do love it.
Thank you.
Are you saddened that the Mirage is being closed?
No, because I, as well as meeting folks and the imbibing that I still get to do, I look forward to one thing more than anything else when
Which
I go
is?
Out to Los Angeles. The strip joints.
Yes.
That's what I like more than that's for Carla. Hi, Carla. Just kidding. Just joking. Joking. We have to take a break. We've got a round table. And later, look, I don't talk about current events unless they really jam themselves into my psyche.
Right.
I got to ask about this whole Secret Service debacle.
Okay.
And what the hell were they thinking? We'll be right back. Have you seen Chuck Norris lately?
Dude,
he is still kicking butt and staying active. He is in his 80s. And what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever. And he seems to have more energy than guys half his age.
Yeah.
The guy looks amazing, and his secret is called Morning Kick. And we're pleased to be associated with them. It's a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha.
What is that again?
Ashwagandha.
Thank you.
Just mix it with water, stir it, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you've been drinking it. You like
it.
It's helping you.
I love lemonade. This stuff is delicious. And if you have any issues with it, it's helped me with digestion. I can't speak to everybody, but it is great for that. What are you doing?
I'm just doing your body.
You know what? Guess what?
I'm
now
just doing your body.
Carla is now the winner of the case.
Go to Roundhouse. Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com /TMOS for up
things
to 40,
I would say if we weren't in a spot.
44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee.
You're having fun, aren't you?
Yes, I am. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary. Thank you, Chuck Norris. We appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, I like it more than my co-host.
That's a T-shirt, Josh.
Yeah,
that's
what?
That's a Rob Spiewak T-shirt.
I'm writing it down.
You're being a dick. Stop it. Nobody likes that.
Let's begin with the roundtable today with the Emmys. I have to say, much ado about a whole bunch of nothing. Look, I don't know
agree.
Whether it's the way we consume our television now or the second part of that would be I think there's just not enough there anymore with the Emmys, at least
you
this
nailed
season.
It. We don't consume the same TV as our neighbors and our friends, and therefore it's impossible to make awards.
Not as many blockbusters as there used to be. The 2024 Emmy nominations were announced yesterday. The Bear. Come on. I know it's okay.
It's fine.
It's all right. But it's
I've
set
not,
a record.
I've not watched season 3 yet. I mean, if I loved it, I would be on top of it.
It's a good enough show, but it's not. What's that, Josh?
I get bored during The Bear.
I think The Bear has
that. I find it really slow.
I think it's slow, too. I really agree with you. It set a record for the most nominations for a comedy series.
Well, it's not really a comedy series.
No, it's not. What's going on?
It's one of these shows that the insiders like. And the critics like. And
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
I don't know if the average fan likes it as much.
I know that the ladies love Lip as the Bear.
This is true. Quite a Lip sex from symbol. Shameless. That was his character's name. Mm-hmm. 30 Rock had held the previous record with 22. Speaking of records, the legendary Carol Burnett became the oldest woman to get an acting nomination for Palm Royale. She's 91. Palm Royale would be your wheelhouse. Have you seen that, Rob? That seems not to be something you would like.
That was the Kristen Wiig, the resort show. It looked intriguing, but you know, there's just so much murder she wrote to catch up on.
This one's funny. Ryan Gosling got his first Emmy nod for hosting the episode of Saturday Night Live that featured the infamous Beavis and Butthead sketch.
He deserves it on that sketch alone.
I think he does.
He really does.
I looked it up. The Bear has a 96% Rotten Tomatoes by critics, 79 by fans.
There you go. He's right. It's a critics show. That's what
critics darling.
On a recent episode of the Osbournes podcast, Ozzy said he was fed up with seeing Britney Spears post dance videos every effing day. He added, quote,
Do you think Ozzy posts his own videos to his podcast?
You think he's got a social media person that puts it out there?
Maybe. Could be.
Well, how's the podcast work without subtitles?
It's very sad. The rest of the family agreed and said they felt sorry for her. Well, Britney doesn't need their pity. She hit back at them in a typically long and rambling message on Instagram, in which she also, for some reason, defended Kate Beckinsale from her haters. I wasn't aware that Kate Beckinsale had a lot. Why? Because she dates younger guys? Is that what it is? I don't know.
She gets around.
Okay. Okay, Jimmy Carter. But it's the end of Britney's message that really kicks. She says, quote, I'm going to do a photo shoot with Kate Beckinsale and tell the Osbourne family, who is the most boring family known to mankind, to kindly F off.
Britney was giving it a bet.
I'd still tune into a Kate Beckinsale, Britney Spears video. Sorry, that's me.
A dancing video?
Oh, any kind of video. Yeah.
Britney also gets around, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she does.
What were you going to say, Josh?
I was just going to say she's got to do it to his music. Just put it right back in his face.
Crazy train.
How about Kate Beckinsale and Britney Spears, a slow, erotic dance to Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Wow. All right.
Thanks. Being a Taylor Swift fan is good for your health, especially if you struggle with body image issues. While there are many other more pressing problems that need solving, researchers at the University of Vermont, I got family members that went there, they studied Taylor's impact on her fans' eating habits and body image. They found that, quote, fans who felt highly connected to Swift were influenced to positively change their behaviors or attitudes around eating or their body image because of Swift's disclosures and messages in her music. The hits keep on coming for her, and I mean the real hits. That's good stuff. Taylor has been open in the past about dealing with an eating disorder, and in the song You're On Your Own, Kid, she talks about starving her body. The study says, quote, fans seem to take inspiration from the fact that she had recovered from the disorder and subsequently appeared to be thriving. Taylor, I think you can't argue that Taylor Swift, for somebody that has the schedule she has, is a very healthy and thriving looking young woman.
Have you heard her new single? I think it dropped this week. It's called Basket of Fries.
No, that's Lizzo.
Taylor Swift can do more to change attitudes with a few sentences than we can do our entire careers. So it's important to study people that have that kind of impact. I agree.
Yeah.
No doubt
she's
about
a good,
that one.
She is a positive influence. I like her. I'd love to hate her, but I can't.
I am not familiar with her music on any level, but she does fascinate me based on the passion that her fans have for her. She's really one of the few superstars out there today. So kudos to her. This sounds like the type of advice you shouldn't trust from TikTok, but experts say it really does work, and I would be willing to give it a try. If you want to make the best scrambled eggs of your life, try this, adding a little seltzer water. Have you ever heard of it?
No. Anyone? I'm listening. And
the bubbles are supposedly, they make them airier and fluffier. It doesn't take much. Just add 1 teaspoon to your mixture for every 2 eggs you're making. A full 12-ounce can is enough for 72 eggs. You probably don't want to do that. You make sure you use only plain seltzer, none of the flavored stuff or the alcohol stuff. It works because the bubbles quickly expand from the heat and fluff everything up.
No, I don't think the science works on that. And how, I did well,
what do you,
I did.
What do you base that on?
I mean, how many bubbles are in 2 teaspoons of seltzer?
It's probably minimal, but it's the that's all that's required to make the eggs fluffy.
And seltzer goes flat so quick, you would never be able to like keep it. You know what? I would use it if I had egg-flavored seltzer. That I would use.
That sounds appealing, doesn't it? Yum, yum. A California auction house announced a pair of long-lost props from the original Star Trek series.
Cool.
Have been found after more than 50 years, and they are headed to auction. Julian's Auctions, in partnership with Turner Classic Movies. Did you see anything on TCM about this?
TCM is always running some sort of auction thing. I didn't see any Star Trek memorabilia, though.
The phaser and communicator will be auctioned as part of the co-branded event.
Those are the props you want, too. Those are cool.
Julian's Auction and TCM 2024 Spotlight Series. The props were used by Shatner on screen as Captain Kirk. The props were made all the way back in 1966. They were thought lost for more than 50 years before turning. Didn't they have multiples? What do you think?
Well, they have to, but this is Shatner's. This is my phaser.
They,
sorry. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
There's somebody on the wing.
I reached out to them. 50 years. I said 50 years. Spock, 50 years these have been gone.
I bet they're really crappy, though. I bet they're, like, made out of wood.
Greatest William Shatner to this day, the impressionist Kevin Pollak, comedian, impressionist, actor, one of the all-time greats. Shatner is my favorite that he does. The items are now owned by a man's family who was in the prop industry. He's passed, and they will be auctioned November 19th as they rub their hands together like I did when my fries arrived, ladies and gentlemen.
He passed away because he didn't know the phaser was loaded.
Did you ever nerd out? I know you did Star Wars. Did you ever nerd out on Star Trek?
My
about
dad
this?
Was a Star Trek nerd in the 70s when it was in reruns. He actually had a book, and I remember, that was very cool. I've not watched all the episodes, but I own them all on DVD, and I've watched most of the first season, and you know what? It's a good show. It really is.
It's fun. It doesn't hold up, but it is fun to watch.
It's not anything I've nerded out on.
I remember when we were on the set, we went out to Hollywood for CBS Television City, where we did one of those roundtable tours where they brought the stars in. And I think it was one of those trips where we were on the lot and went by where they shot Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah.
And
This predates me.
And we went to the set and noticed those doors that go zing. Yep. And look, so space age, we're actually plywood. Like, we're such rubes. Like, TV is not just theater, really, with cameras. That's what it is. Just same way with The Price is Right when we went backstage.
The props were horrible.
And they're not horrible on the telly, but they were.
No, they look great.
But they were heavy.
That was the problem when HD came out. Because a lot of sitcoms had to replace their props because on the HD cameras, they suddenly looked really fake.
Yeah. Because it is essentially theater productions when you're looking at a television show, and the props are like wood. They're fake doors and stuff like that.
High-def television ruined the career of Doris Roberts.
Because before that, she was what was described by the kids back in the day as box.
Yes, she got around.
You got a thumbs down. Did you hit a thumbs down?
No.
There was a thumbs down. Did you see the thumbs down that appeared on his screen?
Yeah, he's got something on his computer where if he moves his hands, like when he gives you a thumbs up, it'll do a thumbs up bubble.
Let me
too.
See. Try it. Go ahead.
No.
I've seen it before on the
ads. I have too, and I think I've turned it off. I turned it off. How about this? Does this do anything? No heart? No?
How about this? You go. Oh, there they
are.
Do it again. Do that one again.
See, Mike, this is great for our video viewers. Ta-da.
Does it work for all of us?
Only if you have the feature.
Only if you're able to position your fingers, your adult fingers in the shape of a heart.
I made a heart. It looks like you're making a kidney. Is the kidney icon
my ads? These damn talents. Trying desperately. What are some other emojis, Josh? He can do with his hands.
I've seen balloons. I don't know how to do balloons.
So mine has some buttons here to do it, so I can send things without pressing my hands.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
I assume
look
it's the
that.
Same ones, because here's the thumbs down
that
Rob was doing earlier. Somehow you can do balloons.
Yeah, I like the balloons. They're nice. Balloons.
And I like the rain. I don't know how you do that.
That's not Mike's gesture was not for balloons.
That's not exactly what it is, ladies.
And that might be better for the rain one.
Thank you. Finally, today, new research has just discovered microplastics. Have you done any studying on microplastics, Rob?
Is it about the host of Dirty Jobs?
It is not. Microplastics.
Oh, micro, not micro.
No.
This is a massive research study that has discovered microplastics in penises for the first time. The announcement, and now Rob froze. The announcement.
Water bottles, right?
That's it. And other food wrapping that we have.
Right.
Processed food wrapped in plastic. The announcement comes hot on the heels of similar research, which found microplastic in every semen sample tested in a recent study in China.
Where?
China. Yes. If you're unaware, microplastics are pretty much what they sound like, microscopic pieces of plastic below 5 millimeters in length, though usually much smaller, and can enter the human body when they are unwittingly drunk, eaten, or even just breathed in. Some scientists have estimated that, thanks mostly to the use of plastics in food packaging, the average person ingests 5 grams of microplastics every single week.
Gross.
That sounds like an awful lot. If you want to see if you're down there, if
right.
your thing is in the danger zone, reach down, give it a little squeeze. If it sounds like bubble wrap, you're just laden with microplastics. There you go. Sound
Mike,
like that.
We asked another expert about it.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk Tua and spit all that thing.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Hawk Tua girl. We'll take a break, and when we come back, folks, I just want to talk about a serious matter because I just don't get it. We'll be right back. The time is now. TMOS is returning to Las Vegas for our grand reunion weekend. Saturday, November 10th. Come be 9th. Sorry. Saturday, November 9th. Come be a part of a live poolside taping of your favorite podcast. That's us. We'll be on the elegant rooftop of the Citrus Deck of the Downtown Grand Hotel. Book your rooms now so you don't miss any of the fun. And by the way, the more rooms you book at that particular hotel, the more fun we're going to have. It's tied into that. They're being that way with us, and we appreciate it. They've been very cooperative.
They have.
They're saying, you sell us more hotel rooms, and we'll do more stuff with your fans at the show. That's just the way it's working.
And we now have it open for more days and both towers.
Yeah, so both towers are available. Be aware of that. A full-scale hotel takeover is what we're shooting for. Take the whole weekend and be part of our exclusive slots and blackjack tournaments. The Ladies of TMOS Brunch.
Ooh.
The Ladies Brunch. Limited edition swag plus surprises and a whole lot more. What are the surprises, Rob?
Mike, there will be...
No, he doesn't have them. He just puts surprises in when he doesn't have anything to write
well,
in the
Mike,
copy.
I want to be...
That's a joke. I'm sorry.
I want to be surprised myself.
Storage box is a prize.
What is it?
It's fries.
French fries. Thank you. A whole lot more. Find Rob on the property, and he will... this is the truth. He is bringing hard candy
Mike,
to Las
Mike, it arrives
Vegas.
Today. It arrives today. I actually went through a candy company and upgraded my shipment to have a cooling... box in it, like a frozen thing.
Is so it a cinnamon candy that you're handing
it
out?
It is. Cinnamon discs. My
Rob will
favorite.
Hand those to you, especially you close talkers, right before you speak with him. Grab your tickets and more info at michaelmaryshow.com. There's no better way to... Let's see. Is it going? There it is. There's no better way to reunite with your TMOS family and no better place to do it. Join us as we take over the Downtown Grand Hotel the weekend of November 9th. We cannot wait to see you. Okay. Somebody asked me, do you talk a lot of politics? Says, no, we don't talk a lot of politics. We don't talk a lot of sports, but we cover whatever's in the news. And
in the news.
This video... just took me aback. Took me aback. I was taken aback when I saw the... I'd known that they were aware of the shooter in Pennsylvania that that was taken out by the police and Secret Service at the Donald Trump rally. And I knew that they had an open line of sight to him once they identified where he was. I didn't know that this was going on before the shots were even fired. Let's roll the tape of the people in the crowd looking at this shooter.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Right there, see him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
And so I'm here with you, fighting like hell to get a Senate.
What's happening?
And make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than other people. We're going to make it.
Yeah, look. There he is.
Because we have millions and millions of people in our country that shouldn't be here. Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals.
He's on the roof. He's not.
We have people that should not be here.
Right here. Right on the roof.
It's much tougher than it is.
Up
here.
I have to tell you how my jaw was hanging open, because you know, this was a fraction of an inch of being, and a man lost his life, and
yes.
it made me wonder about what the hell is going on. Somebody had said to me a long time ago, or I'd read it along the lines of, TSA is really, at an airport, the illusion of security. Mm-hmm. And it made me wonder just how much of this security is hype. I'm sorry, it makes me think about that. I realize he's surrounded by Secret Service, but the chief of the Secret Service, this was an article from the BBC, Kimberly Cheadle, she's summoned to testify before a House committee. These are some of the questions the experts have started asking. Numero uno, why wasn't the gunman's roof not secured in advance? You have people on the ground that see this guy. And by the way, they're looking at him, obviously, before the shots rang out. But you wonder, what is the deal with the Secret Service? Because how close we all were to this being the disaster that it could have been. Well, and it just blows me away.
She blamed the roof being too steep. And then when that got caught out because there's video, she blamed the police station, the local police officers, for not covering it. And they responded yesterday and said it wasn't their job.
It says here from the article in the BBC, the rooftop, or actually from NBC News, the rooftop was a known vulnerability before the event, according to NBC. They cited two sources familiar with Secret Service operations. Someone should have been on that roof or securing the building so no one could get on the roof. As well as the access question, it has been suggested that the line of sight from the rooftop to Trump's podium should have been blocked off. Anyway, he shouldn't have been able to get up there. And by the way, you see the guy crawling around up there right before he's going to shoot. It's not like he's a criminal mastermind of any kind whatsoever, you know?
Now that video that we just shared was apparently 2 minutes before.
2 minutes before.
And the other news that came out yesterday was that the Secret Service radios were talking about him 10 minutes before. So it's really strange.
It's very strange.
It's why there's a lot of questions.
I know it's why I don't buy into any of the conspiracy theories about an inside job. I don't think that happened.
They love talking about that.
First of all, the inside job conspiracy theory gets in the way of what I think should be the thrust, the incompetence that's going on here. An eyewitness, the second question, were warnings about the gunman passed on? An eyewitness to the shootings told the BBC that he and others had clearly spotted crooks crawling around on the roof with a rifle. They alerted police, but the subject continued moving. FBI Special Agent Kevin Rojek admitted it had been surprising that the attacker had been able to open fire. The county sheriff has confirmed that crooks was spotted by a local police officer. That's the whole story we heard in the first day or two about them hoisting this guy up, and then he pointed the gun at him, and the guy jumped down and hurt his back. They anonymously told CNN that officers thought he was acting suspiciously near the event magnetometers, long before the event.
And
this information was relayed to
the
Secret Service
morning. His dad called the police that morning and said, "My son's missing and my gun's missing."
You're kidding.
No, like that. It's really odd, and every day there's new stuff coming out about
this. Is like one of the greatest everything security screw-ups in the history of the Secret Service.
Maybe
and they've
the greatest.
Had their moments before.
It now makes look, you wonder.
I go along with the theory that if somebody wants to take somebody out, a lone person that nobody knows about. I didn't know the dad called, Josh. I didn't know.
Wild. And this is something all politicians should be nervous about, because it could have been any of them on stage at this point.
Anybody.
Either side of the political side. It also makes you wonder if we'd look at the JFK assassination different if it happened in a world with the internet and cameras everywhere.
Yeah. A former Secret Service agent said that this sort of arrangement only worked when there was a clear plan on what to do when danger was spotted. He says, when you rely on the local law enforcement partners, you better have carefully planned and told them what you expect. Yeah. And you know, that it goes on. The county sheriff has admitted that there had been a failure. It's not the county sheriff. You're not going to get a Yahoo County sheriff that's going to be trained in this kind of protection for a former United States president. And here's the last question that this article mentions. Was Trump taken off the stage quickly enough? I wondered about that, too, where they're going, are we clear? Are we clear? Are we clear? Don't you think in the time that they're saying, are we clear, if there were multiple shooters that were aiming at that particular area, that would be vulnerable? The agents who shielded Trump, and by the way, I am not taking anything away from the bravery of Secret Service agents and first responders and all the people. It just there are a lot of questions about leading up to this, and I think they need to be answered. And I think anybody that cares about the government and cares about our society in this era of violent rhetoric probably should be concerned about this. Former agent Robert McDonald said they did a fairly good job of getting him off the stage, despite there being no exact playbook.
There should be three plans in place in case anything goes down.
You played that audio the other day where you clearly hear one of the Secret Service ladies saying, what are we going to do? Or what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Know the plan. It wasn't prepared.
And also, that's not a situation where he's out in the open like that doing a rally that they should be unfamiliar with. Mm-hmm. Forgive the double negative. But he does these events all the time.
He does.
This should be Tinker Toys for them. And the fact they didn't have their own person on a roof 200 feet away, that's what boggles me. Because
you know, these Secret
understand.
Service guys are coming out of the woodwork now. A veteran told the Times, New York Times, that he would not have waited. He said, if that's me there, no. We are going, and we are going now. If it's me, I'm buying him a new pair of shoes. I get it. I didn't know the father called, Josh. That's got to be fairly new, isn't it? Right?
That was yesterday.
Yesterday,
or the day before
I
saw that.
All right.
There's also, I believe, his... the Secret Service agents around Trump have now changed and been replaced because they realized when dragging him off stage that all the Secret Service agents were smaller than him. So how could they protect him if they're shorter than him?
A lot of questions to be answered. And, you know, I don't think you need any of these BS conspiracy theories when you've got what appears to be just supreme incompetence for that. You know, it's just... I think, unfortunately, you get into a situation with people after the fact where the time that counts the most is the moment and prior to the moment.
Yeah.
And then after that, we got every paramilitary guy all over point. You know, it's just it's something. I will be watching this. I'll be paying attention to this. And, you know, nobody wants to see that in the United States.
And also, just for my own edification, I don't need former Secret Service guys telling me what they would have done. It's a very convenient time.
I think it is. Monday morning quarterbacking is difficult.
I don't need that.
You saw that video of the guy up on the roof. It's something we all have to think about.
I know there's been some frustrations with current Secret Service employees.
Yeah, and it goes back before Biden and maybe even before Trump, so I'm not sure
about
that.
They want health care, and they're not getting it.
That's it. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll lighten the mood a little bit with a SPIWAC showbiz update. And this includes your wife in this,
My
right?
lovely wife will be involved, and my son to a lesser extent, but you're going to enjoy
French fries.
Do you share French fries with your lovely wife?
If they do, they're in trouble.
Very good. Summertime, hot time, sweaty time, Tom Kite time. Rob, that picture of Tom Kite that was on our thread yesterday when we were communicating with each other was something truly special.
Thank you.
Carla takes a trip time, French fry time, helmet time, rehydration time. Hot weather requires extraordinary hydration. I got me one of those little packets. I have the packet here.
It's called a stick, Mike.
And I have the Pizza Hut cup here. And in there is my liquid IV that's going to go in here.
There he goes. He drinks. He hydrates.
Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, clinically tested nutrients, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. I'm out on the golf course a few times a week, and they are drinking this stuff like crazy. HydroScience, the LIV HydroScience, that is the science-backed formula. It's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. It makes your water delicious, and it turns it into extraordinary hydration. A zero-sugar hydration solution, no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone, and it tastes great. You tear, you pour, you live more. One stick, 16 ounces of water, that hydrates better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. Oh, look at that. Fireworks from Rob Spiewak. Better hydration today. Use the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. This has been on the show prep list for the better part of 2 weeks now. Spiewak Showbiz Update. What are we referring to here?
Well, you know, Carrie, I, of course, Mike, was raised in the traditional theater. And I have no problem with getting on
vaudeville,
in front of
right?
people.
You were vaudeville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I went through dozens of partners. But Carrie didn't have that background. So I was surprised when she willingly agreed to appear with me at the Rob Mayer murder mystery on stage this weekend, where we actually have scripted roles. So
wow.
Carrie and I will be hitting the stage.
Wow.
This is one I've now you've been a part of the murder mystery. I've done it a few times.
No, I've never been. Oh,
yeah,
in Vegas I was.
Schlegel attacked you, remember?
He was so he didn't attack me. He was so kind to me. It was spectacular.
Yeah.
I remember
was great.
That. Do you remember how I mean he was
effusive.
He made me feel like a big deal, Wade. He really, really did. That was very nice.
But this is the show I've not seen of theirs. This is it's actually called let me see. It's right here. It is Trivial Murder. And it's a combination trivia night where people that actually come out to the club can play trivia for prizes. But then there is a murder and anyone can be a suspect. And Carrie and I actually have a date tonight to run lines together, which I think is very, very funny.
So you've got actual scripted lines that you
we
have
play.
This,
this will shock you. We play an argumentative couple as part of the trivia contest.
So are you going to bring? Are you going to bring your horn?
I might bring my horn. I might. It is this weekend, Mike. Saturday, July 20th, 7 p.m. at the Old Ox Brewery. It's not often that the murder mystery comes out to the Loudoun County way. So if you're an Ashburnite, a Leesburgite,
how far away from your home?
14 miles, I think. Not bad.
Wow, that's a little longer. Are you sure? Oh, Ashburn, Leesburg. I find things are spread out over there.
Does the script say what you are arguing over?
Yes, it does. I won't reveal that here.
French fries.
I'm hoping it's French fries.
Everybody ran to it.
Yeah, who's the big fat guy that's in that? Or he used to be a big fat guy that's in that show.
Oh, I know that Joe Robinson is in it. And God, what is
he's
his
not
name?
The big fat
Eric.
Guy.
Eric Woolworth. Woodworth. Eric Woodworth.
Funny. He's my favorite.
So
I like that
funny.
Guy.
So funny. It's a great
let's
cast
bring out,
a great
bust
show.
Out your horns. I want to see your
okay.
Your
you
horns.
Know, I've been trying to find my ideal DJ horn.
Yes.
Let's go in order. Remember, this is the Schwinn horn. There was one I returned because I hated the way it sounded. It had a droopy bulb on it.
Yeah,
but
that
this
thing looked
one,
like it had melted in the back of a car somewhere.
This is the one from the Schwinn Bicycle Company that when I said I don't like it, they said keep it. I've been working with it, and I think it's better than I originally thought.
Traditional.
Pretty good.
I think it's got a little bit of a... Do a fast one. It's better if it...
It's a little weak still, though.
It is. I think it's good for in studio. I don't think I'd put it on a car as a horn.
Well, is that the one that Robert thought was a doorknob?
Robert thought they were all doorknobs because they were all on my table as I was sorting them out. Then, Mike, I got this one, which is very impressive looking. Look at that. That's a three-horner right there. It's wow. One bulb with three horns. And also, I haven't had a trouble with dripping bulbs lately.
Looks so like this, it should be on the side of an 18-wheeler. Can
yeah,
you
this is what,
try
this
that
is what
one
it sounds
us?
Like.
That's true.
It's got a cord to it.
I like that.
That's a all good right. one.
Are you going to be bringing any of those out to Las Vegas? When
I can bring all my sound effects if you like. Yes, all of my.
Do you have the whistle handy? The
oh, one yeah, of
that's
course.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Starting to really appreciate Rob's collection, Josh. I really
am. I'm excited
am,
for TSA and all those sharp objects.
Yeah. I'm not bringing the knives. Just
he'll have
the
them
psycho
in
knife.
His suitcase, so it'll be like, it's fine. So the plane takes off, and the plane lands in Las Vegas.
So, that's and great. Also, Mike, while the plane is in the air, it's fast. Now, these are all practical sound effects. These are not like sound effects in a board that are recorded. They're all real. Now,
I have a sound effects joke. Can I do it?
Yes, please.
Hey, look, guys. Carla just brought me a big box of French fries. What else do you have there?
That's from a dog toy.
Do you have the mouth organ or the is it politically incorrect to call it what they used to call
probably,
it?
Probably is. Hold on, I know I have it somewhere. Ah, yes.
Rob plays the what's it called now? What's the modern name for it?
It's called a jaw harp. It has been called a Jew's harp. Mouth harp.
Why was it called a Jew's harp?
I don't know. I do not know. Right, but jaw harp is not a big...
Why do you not know that? I would think that would be right in your wheelhouse. Because
actually,
you have
I remember researching it once, but it escapes me because Gary Stein asked me the same question.
Okay, can you? But you play it well, right?
Well, I mean, okay. I mean,
it is simply a distortion of jaw from Old English. So it's just a mispronunciation.
Oh, so jaw was Jew?
It was always a jaw harp that people then mispronounced.
A jaw harp. Okay. Play the jaw harp, yeah. Rob.
Okay, you can do just a single hit like this. And then you can also, by breathing through it, do sort of a rhythmic thing, which is...
You know what that sounds like? No rules, just right from
yeah,
the outback.
The didgeridoo. The didgeridoo.
Do it loud. Turn it up a little bit, and I'll just do. Okay. All right, here we go. This is for our Australian listeners right now, all right?
Once a jolly swagman, camp boy, Billy Bong, under the shade of a goody pod tree. That's right. Look at that. Carla just brought me a giant blooming onion. Isn't that lovely? I love it.
Oh, dear. All right, that's the end of
today's. And then the traditional mic. Before
I
finish with the horns, yeah.
Okay.
My mom got me this for Christmas.
All right.
Which is a beautiful brass hotel bell.
Very nice.
You can see like an antique.
Downtown Grand, your room's ready, Mr. Spiewak.
Now, this horn arrived this week, and this is simplicity. This is a good horn. Listen. Just simple.
Hey, Josh, regarding Las Vegas, Nevada, have you requested from the people of the Downtown Grand that Mr. O'Meara will require a suite large enough to accommodate some special guests?
We can.
I just we got can. Him. We I can. Just got him, Rob. You just did. Hold the phone. Hold the phone right now. Yes, sir.
I hold in my hand the prettiest horn, but the weirdest sounding horn.
All right.
This one arrived just for today. It is indeed solid brass.
Oh, isn't it lovely? Look
isn't
at that.
Isn't it look
is
nice?
The, now, is the front of the bulb of the sack, is that a little weathered? It appears to be slightly weathered.
Well, I think, you know, anytime you touch brass, it does, you know.
No, not the brass part,
no,
the rubber
the ball.
Part.
No, it's just dusty. You know, okay. I think it had a long trip from China.
You should really, you know, I would take some Armor-All to that, perhaps.
Right away.
Okay.
I hate it the way it sounds, yeah. But
my winner is the multi-horned blower. Yeah, that one again. It's a stupid show. Anyway, we have to take a break. Rob's got a sound of flip. All right.
Let us break. We must. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with
Mike, these bulbs smell. Foof.
Mm, yeah, like a pair of Birkenstocks.
No, right? Like tires.
Okay. We'll take a break and come back with the side of Flip. And
let's
you,
do
ladies
it.
And gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, da-da-wa. We got them. We got hats. They're all on the floor because I threw them on the floor yesterday.
I remember.
But we got them.
Didn't
popular
pick
demand.
Them up.
We have an extremely limited run of the brand new TMOS. There's one. TMOS Summer Cap, the red one. The ultimate accessory for fans who want to show their support while staying cool. It's available in red, white, light blue, or black, ensuring there's a perfect match for everyone. Plus, tickets and merch for the Grand Reunion Las Vegas weekend and new t-shirts that you haven't even seen yet. Looking good.
Looking
don't miss the ultra-cool TMOS commemorative coin. It commemorates great times and big fun. So hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS. Don't forget you get these nice little koozies, too.
I love
those. Beverage, especially in the summertime. It's awesome. Thank you for your support. Everything supports the show. And remember this wonderful motto that we have for the TMOS store.
Don't use a sagging bulb.
Bingo. Let's get right to it with
Hello.
The side. Hi, Julia.
The flip side. Have you ever done any town council activity? I know you were involved a little bit when you were
I
in
may
NASA's.
Have attended. What I did when I had the bar. I went to a few architectural board meetings because I had to get signage approved and that type of stuff. So I've been around it and I've seen a lot of it down here when it comes to the education, Board of Education.
Sure.
And I tell you, they've gotten more contentious. They've really gotten wackadoo.
Well, a lot. Really I had to cover one for high school government or civics class. Mm-hmm. And I was always, I mean, this was 35 years ago. And I, even then, it was remarkable to me the way people would show up and talk without any real pertinence to what was being discussed.
Okay.
This was trending on the socials yesterday. I don't know if this is current. It doesn't look that current, but doesn't even say where she's from, but this lady's got things to say. Now, while we watch this and listen to her commentary, there's an old man behind her. Watch him shaking his head because he's frustrated with this idiot. First, there's silence.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Oh, dear.
And I don't like the internet because I can't find a job. The library blocked my password.
Hire that
now,
woman.
Now, tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Ma'am, we're not here to discuss your personal life. I'm sorry. Do you have any comments about the rezoning?
No, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Never mind.
Never
Thank
mind.
You, Miss Latella. We appreciate that.
Mike, she doesn't like Facebook because she can't find a job.
One of the things, and this is symptomatic of it, and it's gotten worse and worse as each year has gone by, and I think internationally we get a little mocking for it.
Yeah.
Everybody's an expert now.
Of
Everybody
course.
Has a strong opinion, no matter how uninformed they are. America, that's the way it works. And that's why she rolls in there thinking it's perfectly acceptable because she's seen those
people.
Hearings
yes,
on
course.
The magic box where people come up.
I don't like the internet because I can't find a job.
There she is. God bless her.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in Florida, Mike, a gentleman was in the bathroom when his Walgreens closed. And I don't know if this was planned or just an unfortunate accident, but he found himself locked in a Walgreens overnight and helped himself to a delicious pile of snacks and a pack of smokes. Here's when the cops come to let him out of the Walgreens.
What time is it? What time is it?
Now, I want you to note that he unlocked the door to let the police in, so it's not a matter of him being stuck in the Walgreens. He's just in the Walgreens.
Now,
do
they think it was purposeful that he hid in the bathroom? Because, I mean, it takes a long time to close those joints.
The Florida Police Board has been very vague about whether or not it was on purpose.
It is not as funny as the time a guy, I think it was a drugstore, went in to the bathroom, came out, and they actually called the police and reported a bomb scare because the guy went in and said, "Don't go in there. I dropped a bomb in there."
Oh, no.
That's a true story.
I think that was Home Depot.
Home Depot. I think you're absolutely right. Clear the store.
Another customer.
Clear the store. I dropped a bomb in there.
The only one who stayed in the store, Mike, is that one bird that's always in Home Depot flying around.
Wouldn't it be fun, though, for any of us, right, to be like in a store and have access to everything without having to pay for it?
What store? Which store?
Boy. What store would I do? A drugstore would be pretty good. Would be way up there. I would like that. Yeah. That would
Yesterday,
be really
I was in a Bass Pro Shops. Cool. I think I could live for 6 months inside of there.
Great store in a Bass Pro Shop. And then you could, you know what you could do in a Bass Pro Shops? You could go over to the fishing section, buy yourself a rod and the tackle, and then put it over in their little tank and haul a redfish out there.
That would be great.
And then get one of their grills, their camp grills. I think they might even have propane there. And
they do.
Fillet it, get a fillet knife, and you know, just have a whole camping experience. It would be delightful.
That you can eat.
You can eat.
Let's go back to this gentleman at the Walgreens. Oh, still
is there anybody else in there? I don't think so. I don't know.
Are they cuffing him?
They are. He was in there from 9:40 to 3 a.m.
I think I've been to this Walgreens.
Really?
Smyrna?
It said New Smyrna. I think there's only one there.
Are you near New Smyrna in your part of Florida?
I am probably an hour and 20 minutes north.
Okay. All right.
Worth the drive if you can get free stuff.
I had some clients down there.
Okay. But
what's cool about the entire state, though, you know, if you worry about where the crazies are, imagine the center of the state of Florida, you know, long on the bottom, long on the top, short in between, and you just drop something down there and it spreads out to all corners of the state. We got crazies everywhere. Every inch of Florida. Every single inch.
My favorite crazies in Florida are the ones that have lived there forever and passed down generations. And then all of the rich people from the north moved in, completely redeveloped around them. But they're that one little trailer that's still there.
Oh, God bless them. Yeah. God bless them. They give it its charm. And you know what their favorite car to drive is?
What?
A bicycle. Go ahead,
well,
Rob.
Well, maybe they don't have a license. Let's finish up with this.
That's kind of why I said that.
He feasted on. This is good. While he was there for those hours, Tostitos spinach dip, some chips, Reese's chocolate, a Dr. Pepper, and a pack of cigarettes.
That's when I knew Wingnut. Have a smoke.
He's showing the wrappers.
God bless him.
His name is Chris Morgan.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
And Mike, let us close with this. This goes back to 1981, which is quite some time ago. But even back then, Dolly Parton was great. She doesn't have her teeth slipping in this one.
Okay.
But she's asked, I love the way she handles this. And this guy that's interviewing her is concerned that her flashy makeup and wigs and tight clothes, he thinks it must be uncomfortable for her.
Well, it didn't hurt that you're a very dramatic looking woman.
This guy.
Well, that was sort of planned too. I mean, I started early with the look as far as the hair and the makeup and the tight clothes and all that.
Yeah.
And
do you ever feel uncomfortable doing that?
Feel uncomfortable doing this?
The tight clothes and.
No, I like them. Yeah. I'd feel uncomfortable without them. You'd be uncomfortable if I didn't have mom, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know.
Jesus. That is effortless sexiness right there.
It is.
That is
really
effortless on Dolly's part. That's why I love and will always love Dolly. Listen, thank you for all your support. And make sure, get us a ticket to Las Vegas and not us. Get yourselves
Well, buy us one if you want.
It was listening to Dolly. Get you a ticket. Get you a
Mike, I don't know about that.
You get yourself a ticket
Ticky.
To Las Vegas. I'll be in the lobby greeting you. I greet ye. I will greet ye in the lobby. I had a little table down there, and I'll give you Reese's Pieces. And Rob's going to have card candy that tastes like cinnamon. Because some of y'all skip to brush them when you're on these vacations.
Cinnamon!
So anyway, have a great time, everybody. We'll be back with a brand new bonus show tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying French fries. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.
And what excitement we have today.